Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing break in.
Intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
Welcome to another session of the Healing Fountain Show, week 131 actually, and we have a welcome return visit of Jane Dawson, as she's going to be doing past lives again. We had so many callers through the week that we decided to put her on straight away again, so that the people who we didn't get round to have a chance to speak to her. So we're going to get Gary on. Are you there, Gary?
I am here. Hello, Jen Christie. Hi, everyone.
Hiya.
Welcome to another edition of the Healing Fountain. Yes, back by popular demand is our lovely and amazing Jane Dawson. So we've already got a lot of callers called in and on hold waiting for a reading. So
I know. And happy Easter, everybody, if you're still enjoying Easter.
Say again?
Happy Easter for those of you who are still celebrating it.
Yes, happy Easter, everyone. I hope you all had a safe
Easter
and pleasant Easter. Absolutely.
Me too. And did you get any Easter eggs? I got two chocolate eggs, which I've been eating naughtily.
Good for you.
So, I think, shall we bring Jane straight on, or shall we play a song first? I think we'll bring her straight on, because there's someone been waiting for 24 minutes already. Probably someone who we didn't get round to last time. So I think we'll bring Jane straight on. Are you there, Jane?
Hi there, John. Hi, Gary.
Hi, yeah.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Jane. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be back. Looking forward to this tonight.
Yes, me too. And did you want to see if there's any feedback from anyone who you gave a message to last time?
Yes, I was just interested if it resonated with anyone, and I gave a reading to last time I was doing past lives, and if I had a chance to think about it, if it addressed any sort of healing issues for them.
Yeah, so if anybody's listening in and they would like to ring in and just give some feedback to Jane, that would be lovely.
Or they could put it on the chat page.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I don't go into the chat page because I can't do my readings and chat at the same time, but I'm sure you could let me know maybe after the show.
Oh, we will do.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Because the whole thing about doing past lives is really about healing, as we were speaking about last time. It's one of the best and quickest ways, therapies that allow you to heal from issues and past lives, issues that you may have brought from past lives to this life. Because as we know, or as we strongly suspect, all our lives are actually happening at the one time. They're not really past, and as much as we think of linear time, because everything seems to be happening at the same time. And, I mean, it hurts your head to think about it.
Oh, you can't get your head around that. It is hard, but, I mean, it does make sense, actually.
It does make sense. And we spoke about last time about Anita Morjani, who was a lady that had end-stage cancer. And she was dying, and she went to the spirit world, and she found out she was actually living two parallel lives with her brother at that time.
Yeah.
And she came back, and she was subsequently completely cured of end-stage cancer. And I did recommend for everyone to have a look at that book, because it is so life-changing. It's so healing, and it removes all the fear of basically physical death. It's very common for people who've had near-death experience to have a look at so-called past lives and future lives as well.
Yeah, that happened to me. But anyway, I'm not going to spend half of the programme talking about myself, because we are a completely live show, and I think we'll get our first guest straight on. If you want to bring the first guest on, please, Gary, if you're ready, Jane.
I can.
I'm ready.
Yes, we
okay,
can.
Thanks a lot.
And the first guest is from a 510 area code, and I'll go ahead and bring you in. 510, you're on the air with Jane Dawson. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Jane. My name is Cheryl Ann, and I'm calling from California.
Hi, Cheryl Ann. How are you today?
Hi, Cheryl Ann.
Hi, I'm great. I'm hoping to get a reading from you.
It's lovely to speak with you.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, before you even came on, I was very, very, very aware of a monk, you know, and he's walking right in front of me. And I do feel that this is related to you. And I would like to ask you, do you do healing work in this lifetime, Cheryl Ann?
I have recently studied Reiki, and I have been practicing it of recent.
Brilliant. Because I feel this is why this monk has come out. I feel this would be you in a previous life. This is a previous lifetime. But this energy is really strong, and it's really uplifting, the energy of this monk. And it's also, he's got a fantastic sense of humour. So are you able to communicate with people very effectively, Cheryl Ann?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. So you've brought many wonderful gifts from that lifetime to this lifetime. But what he's telling me as well, that he was quite naughty. He was quite naughty. So you were quite naughty, but you got away. He say you got away with murder, but you didn't literally murder anyone, but you did a lot of things in that lifetime that you shouldn't have. Were a bit naughty for a monk. But the name Robert is linking in strongly here. So I don't know whether that's related to your past life or whether that's someone in the spirit world that you can identify with just now.
Perhaps my past life.
Perhaps your past life. Okay, well, it may well have been your name in a past life. And I can just tell you as well, Cheryl Ann, you've also had a link to Venice. I can see you quite clearly here being an oarsman in Venice, you know, in the gondolas.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been to Venice before?
I have about 30 years ago.
And did you love it?
I loved it.
You loved it. Well, I believe that's because you wrote about it for many, many years. And you were very successful with the ladies in those days. You were very tall, handsome. You had a dark moustache. And unfortunately, you passed with a disease, shall we say, involved with enjoying yourself too much, if you get my meaning.
Yes, I do.
I know. But so you've had at least two lifetimes as a man, very strong in different ways. But with that fantastic sense of life, sense of joy about you. So I hope you have that this time as well. And just finally, you must have had several past lives. They're telling me eight, but I do see one where you're in charge of very small children. And you're this one, you're a lady, and you're quite a small and rounded lady. And I feel you're like a grandmother of a massive family. That's what I feel.
Wow.
And I feel this time it's in Holland. So do you also have an affinity with children?
Mm-hmm.
In this
yes.
life, a very strong affinity with children. And I have to say there's a dog here as well. Do you have a dog in spirit from this life?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, he's just coming running towards you. Okay, so you must have had a dog in a past life as well. Very much so. And it's a large, this is a very large dog that you've had in the past life. So you've had many, many interesting times.
Yes.
Does that make sense to you, Sherilyn?
Yes, it does.
Is there anything else you would like to ask me?
No, thank you. Thank you very much. You've
okay.
covered a lot.
Just before okay. you go, there's one more life I have to tell you about, and you were a teacher, and I feel it's in the sort of early American settlers, the 1700s, 1800 time. You were a teacher, and you would have been a single lady in those days, so you've had another lifetime with children. Do you have children this life?
I don't.
You don't? And what age are
no.
you, Sherilyn?
I'm 56.
56. Well, you can see you've had many, many children. You've had the charge of many, many children in previous lives. This life, I fear, from now on in, is very much about your happiness, finding what's important to you, putting yourself first, but alongside that, with very much walking the healing path. So
mm-hmm.
I want you to focus on yourself and focus on others at the same time, if that makes sense. Both of these things are very important.
Yes, very much so.
Okay.
So thank you.
You're welcome. Finally, I just want to say to you, please keep saying the prayers. They are heard.
Yes, I pray every day.
Yeah, well, there you go. Confirmation, they are being heard.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Sherilyn. The angels all around you. Bless you, honey.
God bless.
Thank you
Bye-bye.
So much for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, lovely lady, Sherilyn.
She's a very interesting
okay.
past life.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yes, absolutely. Jane, really quickly, for the audience listening in and for those listening on the archives, could you mention your website real quick?
Website, www.angelladyjane, all one word, .com.
Angelladyjane, one word, .com.
That's it. Or they can friend me on Facebook, Jane Dawson.
There's someone asking a question.
Uh-huh.
And they're asking if they're saying they're on hold on Skype and they're wondering if both their mother and them can get a reading or would they need to call in twice. We'll have to do the people in order on the switchboard. Mm-hmm. I've just had a message from someone else who's calling in from Singapore, area code 659. And
uh-huh.
I can't actually see that one on the switchboard, Gary, so I've just asked them if they press 1.
I don't see them on there either. I'm not sure if they called in with that area code or if they called in with something else, but I don't see them.
There's two people with names on there, La Litien's and Athena's Mind, but I can't see
right.
area code 659 at all.
Okay.
Anyway.
I put the talk through Blog Talk Radio and Skype, so she may be on with that one. So.
Okay. I can't see a Skype caller, though, either, can you?
I can't see what?
A Skype caller.
There's a Skype caller as well. I see that.
Oh, right. Is that the two with names?
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, are you ready for the next caller?
We have to do the people in order, and someone has been on 31 minutes.
Okay.
So we'll have to get to them next. Okay, Gary.
Right.
Just before you bring them on, or her on, Gary, if the mum and daughter could give me one name at a time, then I can tap into both those names and give them a short reading each.
Right. Well, we'll see if they've, you know, we'll have to do people in order. So.
Okay, cool.
There's someone 31 minutes, so can we get them next, please, Gary? Area code 714.
Okay. Hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you guys hear me?
Hi there.
Hiya.
Hello.
What's your name? What's your name,
My name is Carlos.
Carlos.
Carlos?
Yes.
Where are you calling from, Carlos?
I'm calling from Las Vegas.
Las
Nevada.
Vegas.
Lovely.
Hi, Carlos. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How is everyone?
Everyone's good. Good, good, good. Just as I'm talking to you, Carlos, I've got a lot of images just flashing in front of my mind here. And the one that's coming to me strongest is that you had a past life as a jailer in England. So I can see you. Oh, you were also an innkeeper. Well, that's a strange one. You've got a massive bunch of old-fashioned keys. And you're living in the Middle Ages. And you have a sort of brown tunic thing on, and you're quite portly. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
So you had this massive bunch of keys, and you were very, very concerned about looking after things, looking after money, looking after prisoners. You seem to do about two or three jobs. Do you have issues with money or security in this life, Carlos? Trying to hold on to money and trying to hold on to people, perhaps. Maybe that's where it's coming from then. I do feel this is like 1600 and something, so we really want to ask the angels to clear that for you, okay? And I also have you as a priest. Again, I do feel you were in the UK. Oh, you're in Ireland. I'm sorry, they've just corrected me. You were in Ireland. And you were very slim, and you were very worried, and your hairline was receding. I don't know if that means anything to you this life, but your hairline was receding, and you were always running about. Again, you were very worried and anxious in that life, and you always felt that someone in authority was going to catch up with you. So you've had at least two lifetimes where you seem to be very worried one way or another. So I don't know if that makes sense to you now.
That's kind of interesting because I had a reoccurring dream where I was being chased by authorities for a couple of weeks.
Isn't that interesting?
I'll
tell you what else you've done. I've got a camera life for you here where you were like a scribe. I see you writing into a big book. I don't know quite what you're writing here. But this is an amazing large tome, and you're writing into it, so that would be a lot calmer for you. So I feel maybe I don't know whether you need to write things down this life or you need to use that as a form of healing, start journaling or keeping a diary. Now, can you tell me please why I keep getting a car, a really nice slash car, in front of my face? Why do I keep seeing a really sleek car?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Is the car blue?
I don't know. I just keep seeing this really nice car, and I think, but I don't want to see a car. I'm looking at past lives, and I don't think this car has anything to do with a past life. I think it's about your current life. I said to the last lady there was a dog in spirit. I also feel very much something like a spaniel or a Springer Spaniel, a dog that you'd have known from your boyhood here. Does that make sense to you, Carlos?
I think we had a lab, but I don't think we had a Springer.
Right. Okay. It may not have been your dog, but I do see this dog
with
you.
Oh, okay. Actually, my friend had one. My friend
your
had a
friend.
Dog.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but the main thing is this dog's coming around, I know, because I feel very much need a little bit of loving attention just now, Carlos. And that's why this dog is coming round about you. So really, I would like you to ask the angels. Oh, I've just seen you again with this writing. You're actually writing with an ink pot, an inkwell and a feather-tipped pen here. This is another life coming forward for you. And in this life, we're in the Middle Ages, but you were very well-to-do because I see you with the pantaloons on and I see you with the, what's that fabric? It's not like suede, you know that velvet outfit that the courtiers wore in the palaces.
Velvet and pantaloons. Wow.
Velvet and pantaloons. So don't go dressed up as that now, Carlos. You may get a few funny looks, but certainly...
That's making me blush just thinking about it.
Certainly back then, you were a very powerful man, and you also were quite ruthless. So again, you had a number... I'm seeing a lot of gold here. So again, there was the worry about looking after the gold. Do you really want to address this issue with money and finance and material items? And what I would say is we want to just cut from you any oaths of poverty that you took, between lives. And we just want to say to yourself, abundance comes to me easily from expected and unexpected sources. And I just feel that will help you so much. And finally,
okay,
I just want you to feel things from your heart, okay? Use your heart. I do feel that you have a bit of a blockage, an emotional blockage in your heart, so I'm just clearing that for you as well just now. But very much work in your heart centre, honey. Okay, I hope that helps you, Carlos.
It helps a lot. Thank you so much.
It was so lovely speaking to you.
Angel
blessing.
Thank you, Carlos.
Bye, Carlos.
Goodbye.
Oh, interesting tonight.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
Isn't it?
And we have two people who've been on 26 minutes.
Okay.
Sorry, are you okay, Jane, if we bump through a few?
No, that's absolutely fine. And just cough if I'm taking too long, Jan, or something.
No, you're okay at the minute, but we have Lolitiens. Lolitiens.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, thanks for calling.
Hi.
Welcome.
Good.
Thank you for taking my call.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Spain.
Spain? Oh,
yes.
Wonderful. Very transatlantic show tonight.
Yeah, we're very international, aren't we?
Uh-huh. Now, that sounds like Jan's type of accent you've got.
Yeah, that's
so...
right. Yeah, yeah. I'm from Manchester.
Rosendale.
Oh, wow.
Hiya. I'm from Rosendale.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's probably near your neck of the woods, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's not far.
So how do we actually say your name then, honey?
Oh, it's a Spanish word. It's my partner's Skype account.
All right.
My name's Betty.
Betty, you're in the chat room as well, Betty.
Yeah, that's right.
It's
yeah.
Lovely. It's lovely to speak with you. You sound a really lovely lady.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. So, have you looked into past lives before, Betty?
No, it's so interesting, though. I'm absolutely fascinated by it. So, I was really hoping that you could give me a bit of information.
Yes, I can. But I know, I just feel that you'd be a natural with this. And I want to ask you to have a regression from someone you trust.
Okay.
I don't know why I want to ask you that, but obviously, all I can do is tap into... what I feel you've been and give you a little bit of healing energy from that. But I feel with you there maybe is deeper healing done because I do feel you met a very nasty end as a woman in the Victorian times. Now, do you have a real fear of either something going round your throat or some sort of violence coming to a violent end? Do you have a fear of that in this life?
When I'm tired, I kind of get a bit of a sore throat. It's kind of a bit of a weak point.
Uh-huh. Well, that's interesting because I do feel that you were, I'm sorry about this, Betty, but I do feel you were strangled in a previous life.
Mm,
and I do feel that you may have been a lady of the night, shall we say.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I do feel that you were murdered, and it may even have been one of the famous ones, you know. I don't want to say the obvious, but I do feel... And you were a mother of three, Betty.
Wow.
You were a mother of three children, and they were all left. They're all left.
That's
really tragic, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's really tragic. So, is your father in spirit, Betty?
No.
I feel a man coming very, very close to you, an older man, very close to you, that wants you to be known. Normally, I wouldn't go into this when we're talking about past lives, but I know that this man's from this lifetime, and he wants to be known to you, okay? He's not giving me a name, unfortunately, so far. He's quite a slim man, sort of sandy, lightish hair, and going bald and top. Maybe you could think who it could be, okay? But in the meantime, I want to take you back to your past life. You've also had a life in Africa, because I'm seeing very clearly zebras and game like that. And
right.
I do feel you'd have been quite well off in these days, okay?
Yeah.
And I also feel that you've had a life in India when you were an Indian lady, but of not poor, thank God, this time. You were
right.
Quite a wealthy Indian lady. So you've been used to dealing with servants. So you've had very, very different lives, very different
wow.
lives. Some when you were in abject poverty and some when you were very well off.
Yeah.
In one life, you had a mother who was an alcoholic as well.
Ah.
Absolutely. Okay. So I don't know whether that means anything. Do you have a sister this life, this time round, Betty?
Yeah, I do have a sister, yeah.
I feel that may have been your mother in a previous life.
Right.
Okay, and here's something pretty dramatic. Okay. You were actually beheaded as well. You were beheaded.
Really?
I see the guillotine coming down there.
Oh, my God. I've had such a heavy life, haven't I?
Well, yes, you have. You have. But this life, I do feel you've chosen a bit of an easier time. Maybe not in the past, but now. Does that make sense to you, Betty?
I've chosen it. Oh, God. I mean, I'm really, like, I'm quite shocked by all of this, to be honest.
Uh-huh.
I'm surprised I'm not, like, a really traumatised person.
you've lived through such a lot. I mean, every time we live a life, our soul grows. That's the point of it.
Yeah.
So there would be issues that you wanted to address throughout all these lives, and twice your life was cut short. But you're going to have a long life this time, I can assure you.
And I do feel
that meditation is very, very important for you. And I do feel there'll be a lot of spiritual awakenings if you're not already involved.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting there. Only just started this year, but it's going really, really quickly.
You're going to see some amazing things spiritually. I do believe that. You've got wonderful healing abilities, darling. So don't get hung up in these things that I've told you. I'm also hearing Oliver Cromwell, so I know there was some involvement with that as well. And I do feel you would have a natural interest in that.
Yeah, that's so funny. I've got a load of Oliver Cromwell books behind me where I'm sat.
Well, there you go then.
And possibly I was beheaded because of being a witch or something like that, maybe.
It's possible. I'm not getting that strongly, but it is possible, honey. But I think they were routinely beheading peasants in those days. That's what I'm feeling. I don't know what was going on there. But as I say, if you have someone that you can trust and is recommended... just for the listeners, if anyone is... can get to France. I'm doing an angel workshop in France in September, and I'm doing past life regression with the angels. So
right.
If you want to check my website over the next few days, the details will be on it for then.
I will do. That is so amazing. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Betty. Look after yourself, honey. Go forward with the light, my dear.
Yeah,
thanks,
you too. Lots of love. Bye. Bye.
Bye, Betty.
Bye-bye.
Look us up when you come back, Betty. Oh, lovely lady.
I'm not sure she's coming back. I think she's loving living in Spain.
I bet she is too.
Okay, yeah, quite possibly.
We'll put that call on mute and we'll get Athena's mind on if you're okay. Are you all right, Jane? If we bring the next caller on. Are you there, Athena's mind?
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from?
Kathleen. Athena is my daughter. She called
right. So this is our mother and daughter.
Okay. So this is mom and...
Jordan.
So where are you calling from?
Jordan, the country?
Jordan.
Oh, you're calling from Jordan.
Wow.
Now, are you the lady I've spoken to before?
No, but you spoke to my daughter, Athena.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, so you're Athena's mum. What's your name, honey?
My name is Kathleen.
Kathleen.
And I have a lot of pain on my right
darling.
Side.
Bless
from
you.
From my leg to my toes.
Oh,
and
darling.
Went to the hospital, and they said it was a sciatic nerve.
Right, okay.
And I should have surgery. But I have the feeling it was from a past life that
right.
I was a soldier shot in the leg.
Oh, and bless you, honey. Bless you. Well, I'm just tapping into your energy, and I'm just asking the angels to please come close to you and release the pressure on your right side. But what I do feel is the nerve or whatever it is very tightly stretched, very tightly stretched. So I do feel that some sort of therapy would do you good before you get an operation. I mean, I'm not a doctor, Kathleen, but this is just what I feel intuitively. Okay, so I don't know whether that would help you. But as I was tapping into you and I heard your name, Kathleen, and that always has Irish connotations, and I very, very much know that you were involved in the Irish potato famine, and I very much know you're a little boy. You couldn't have been any more than 3 or 4 here, and you were left in your own. There was another sibling, two siblings with you, but your mother was at death's door. That's how I'm seeing you here. And you're absolutely terrified. So you did live on in that life. You lived on until you were a teenager at least. And I'm not sure what happened to you after that, but you certainly did survive. All right, okay. Now I'm moving you on to, I do see you fighting, you're right. Is it the Confederates? Would that be the American soldiers who wore, I'm seeing you with a red and black sort of headgear, cap thing on, and a red uniform. Would that be something to do with the American Civil War?
Yes.
Uh-huh. But I see you in the midst of battle here. You're only 23, and you're very determined. Okay? Oh, okay. Now, what's happened in this life is you have, in fact, been stabbed in the leg by, ironically, a youngster. A young child came up and stabbed you in the leg.
Yeah.
So, but you didn't die from that stab wound. You were taken into someone's home and nursed by an older lady. Okay?
Yeah.
And then, okay, and you've also had a life, what age are you, Kathleen?
62.
So what year were you born, honey?
1948.
Because I do see you, I think you must have been born, this is weird, because I feel you were born to quite a well-off mother, and I feel it's round about that time period, about 1940, but you didn't live very long. You only lived to about 3, and you had a caliper on that right leg as well. You had a caliper, so you must have had polio or something like that. So, yes, I do feel. But can I say something to you, Kathleen, that the angels are telling me you're holding a lot of pain and grief and anxiety within yourself in this life and a lot of fear. So we really, really want to ask them to take that away from you. Okay?
Please.
So can I just ask you just to do something with it? Can we just breathe, take a deep breath? I'll ask Archangel Michael to come close to you and wrap his beautiful angel wings round you and just give you that beautiful comfort. Just keep breathing and we'll say, just release this pain and fear and anger and stress and depression. That's beautiful. And just breathe in love and peace. How does that feel? That feels better, doesn't it, honey?
Yeah.
Okay. You have got a little bit of work to do in yourself, so I'm going to ask the angels to stand with you and surround you. And I have Jimmy calling forward from Spirit. Jimmy. So I hope you know who Jimmy or James would be, because he very much wants to be remembered to you. Okay. Is your daughter wanting a reading as well, or is it just yourself tonight?
My daughter is here. Would you like to speak with her?
That would be lovely.
This is Athena, and I was just wondering, I have my little son Khaled here who has been suffering from asthma.
He is
9 years old, and I was wondering if that was related to past life. He's right here. Yeah.
Asthma, let me have a little tap into him. What's your son's name?
Khaled.
Chad. Hi,
Khaled.
Spell that for me.
K-H-A-L-I-D.
I still haven't got it. Sorry about
it. It rhymes with Khaled, but it's Khaled.
Tarot. Oh, that's beautiful. That's absolutely beautiful. Well, Tarot is a very sensitive boy. He's very sensitive to chemicals and additives and any sort of spray. So please keep him away as much as you can from anything like that. Okay?
Well,
now, do you have a wood-burning fire currently or a wood-burning stove?
Yes.
Right. Can you be very, very careful with that as well then? Make sure that all the fumes are contained, because I do feel he may have had a previous experience with that as well. Okay. I do feel a lot of choking, but he is very, very sensitive. And also I feel he's very sensitive to vaccinations and medicines as well. So really, I feel more, it might be slightly past life, but he's very sensitive this life. So we have to just treat him as such and maybe take him to someone who specialises, a holistic doctor. So you're getting the best of both worlds, because I think that would really help you, Tarot.
Absolutely. I think so, too. Every form of healing has its place.
Do you have a dog just now?
Our doctors are books, because we live in the Middle East and they love Western medicine. So I always consult my healing books with my herbs and my stones. And I also did not vaccinate him either, just because of that. So I'm up on all that.
Good on you. Very good. Watch with cow's milk. That'd been another thing I would say to you. But I really would like to do it. I'd really like to find a holistic doctor, so one that's qualified in Western and alternative medicine. I do feel it'd be a homeopathic remedy that would be very, very good for Tarot.
Okay.
I think so too. Absolutely.
Okay, that's great. And he does drink a lot of cow's milk. It is fresh daily.
Well, maybe you could swap them over to rice milk or something. As I say, I'm not a doctor and I'm not a dietitian either, but I just have to go with what my
goat's milk as well is really good.
Goat's milk, uh-huh.
Okay,
great. Like, not as allergenic as cow's milk.
That's true. Lovely speaking to you, Athena and Tara.
Thank you all.
Angel blessings.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh,
bye.
That was us speaking to three generations in the one call there.
Yeah. I think we'll get called 3-2-1 next if Jane's okay, and then we'll get jumpy after that, because 3-2-1 has been waiting for 43 minutes.
Oh.
Area code
3-2-1. Bring them in.
Thank you.
3-2-1, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Orlando, Florida. My name is Eva Adonis.
What was your first name, honey?
Y-Z-E-N-E-R. Y-Z as in Victor. Y-Z-E-N-E-R.
Y-Z-E-N-E-R. Evener. What is
yeah,
his
Y-V-E-N-E-R.
Right. Hold on 1 minute, Ethan, because I think we still have the other callers. Jan, can you mute the other
callers? Yes, I will, yeah. We had no, it was background
yeah,
noise, wasn't it?
Yeah, I already muted them.
It's all right, I've done that.
It's great to speak to you, Ethan. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. I've got something interesting to tell you.
Yes.
You were, in fact, a painter in a previous life, and you and I can see you're French. I can see you quite clearly with a blue smock and a beret, and you're painting nudes, and you're painting landscapes, and you've been in Provence in France, so you're having a great old time to yourself. Do you have an artistic bent? Do you have an artistic talent this lifetime?
I can, dance. I can dance pretty well.
You can dance well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me at all if you could paint well as well or do brilliant designs, something like that. And it may not be in paper and canvas. It may be on cars or something. I don't know. But I do feel you have a real creative ability with yourself. I also hear you singing. Do you sing this
yeah.
lifetime? You do?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're very, very high energy. So can I ask you, Ethan, are you interested in spiritual work?
Yes.
Yes. Because, you know, often I believe that our so-called past lives, who we were, can often be like guides to us. So we may think, oh, we have such and such a guide. But that could actually be our soul in the past life. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
Or have I completely lost you? Because I feel as if this painter chap, Francis, I've got to give you the name Francis, I feel as if this painter chap is working with you at the moment or wants to work with you at the moment. So can I ask what you're doing spiritually just now?
I'm just sitting down. In a car.
I'm sorry, you're doing what?
I'm just sitting down right now.
Yeah, but what are you doing with your spiritual work?
Oh, I'm just trying to learn a lot of stuff right now. I'm just trying to get more spiritual, open up my pineal gland. A lot of everything, basically. Everything.
Right. Okay. Right. Don't rush too much, honey. Don't rush too much, okay? Because you also have had a past life as a warrior, very, very much. I see very tribal. And you've got, now don't ask me which country, maybe you'll know, but I feel you have a red and yellow decoration round your ankle and you have a spear. I feel it's African. I want to say African, I want to say New Zealand, so you might have had it twice. But I know in these lives you could not be held back. There was no talking with you when you wanted to do something. You just went and did it, okay? And in particular, in one of these lives, you did quite, not just you, but your fellow tribesmen did quite a lot of damage to a neighbouring village. So just this life, don't rush so much into things. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Yes, it does.
It does. Okay, because you have fabulous energy, you have great drive, you have passion, you have a great ability to laugh and love, I have to tell you. But I do want you just to ask, put your hand in your heart and say, you don't have to do this right now, but when you're on your own evening, what is my true direction? And you will very soon know, okay? But I do feel for you meditation, and I do feel for you that will really bring the balance and really bring the growth. Now, do you have a partner this side of life at the moment?
No, not at this moment.
Well, I do see a beautiful partner coming forward for you. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So don't worry about that. Once you sort things out with yourself, you will have a really, I do see a very lovely girl coming forward for you here.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so
there you
much.
Go.
You said a spirit is trying to help work with me. Can you tell me who?
I feel this this painter I was describing to you, who I want to call Francis, Francis is wanted to work with you. So you may well, at some stage, start sketching or drawing spiritually. But just watch out for that. Don't rush it. If the time's right,
okay.
You will. Okay, darling. But it'll be
all
something.
All right, thank you.
It's a completely different character from your own character. So you'll be very much aware when this man comes near you. And I hope as well that if you're with other spiritual people, someone can confirm this for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, darling. Angel blessings.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, what's
bye.
A lovely guy.
Yeah, lovely.
Bye.
Now, we've got a bit of a problem. We've got Jumpy on the line next, but I can't see question one, and we can't see his area code or her area code,
okay.
659. So I don't know how we're going to go on with that.
Yeah, I don't see a 659 on the switchboard.
No, I don't. Are you called into the right show, question one? Check. Can you put the number in again, please, Gary? Well, hang on, it's 646-929-0461. The number that you call, 646-929-0461. And maybe you've called the wrong number, because we can see in the chat room, but we can't see on the switchboard.
And put the 001 before that for the country code.
Yeah.
Right. How you doing, Jane? You ready for the next caller?
Yes, I'm doing good, Gary.
We have Jumpy next on 714.
Okay.
No, is it? Is it 210?
No,
the next caller.
It's 480.
Right.
480. You're on the air with Jane Dawson. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Cecily, and I'm calling from Tempe, Arizona.
Hi, Cecily. How are
My
you?
Old home.
How are you today?
I'm doing good, and yourself?
I'm doing very well, thank you, honey. Very well. It's so lovely to speak with you.
Thank you.
I can tell you, are you a young lady, Cecily?
No, I wish I... No, I don't wish I was. I like my age.
Can you give me an approximate decade which you're in at the moment?
40.
That's young.
Okay.
As my mother says, you're just a girl. Okay. But I want to take you back to earlier times, 1930s, 1940s, and I know very much you were in service at this time, and I know very much there's a link with Manhattan here, and I know very much that you are in charge of children. You're in charge of children, okay? And that was one aspect in that life. And Jan, we can hear you, honey. You still there?
Sorry, I'm really struggling to find 858 and 659. They keep private messaging me to say they're on the switchboard, and
right.
I can't see either of them. Sorry, I didn't realise I wasn't muted.
No, don't you worry about it, honey. I just thought you were giving
actually,
me...
Actually, I do see them.
Oh, dear. Oh, well, I need to refresh my page again, then. Okay.
I do have them on.
We're having
thank
a few difficulties, Cecily, today. I do apologize.
Sorry. My fault, sorry.
Also, Cecily, here's something interesting for you. Now, in that life, you had a great love of children, and you were responsible for many, many children, you know, and you were just beautiful. You were just beautiful. But I don't feel... Oh, you lived till you were 60. I was going to say I don't feel you had a very long life, but I've just been told you lived till you were 60. You didn't marry, but you were responsible for a lot of children. But in another life, you were a croupier. You're working in a casino. And you're actually a male in this life. And I can quite clearly see you raking in the chips and sorting out the chips in that life. And you are very fond of the whiskey, Cecily. Very fond of the whiskey. So that's two. And I'll tell you something. Those lives weren't far apart. They were not far apart in our linear time. So there's something quite unusual about your two lives here. Okay. And I also see you as a baby. I see you Oh, now, listen, I think you had a life where you were abandoned as a baby. You were abandoned or felt abandoned, adopted out, okay? Now, I don't know if any of that makes sense, comes forward into this life. Do you have feelings of being different from other people or not fitting in? Or?
Yes, I'm very different than other people. I am very different. I'm a raw vegan chef, which is out of the norm. I'm not a drinker, which is out of the norm.
So
I basically just try to help people. So I'm the total opposite, and children are just for some reason drawn to me. That's no matter what I do.
Absolutely.
You have good energy.
Well, you've got a great energy, and you've brought that energy through from the previous life. And I'm not surprised you don't drink, because you drank a lot in that other life, and you gambled a lot as well, and you got yourself into a lot of debt and a lot of trouble. And also, I hate to tell you this, Cicely, but I've just seen a domestic scene, and you were violent towards your partner in that life.
Okay.
Do you have a partner this life?
We've been off and on, so I don't know where it's going to stand. And he's basically exactly what you're saying is what I got. So he was verbally abusive. He has a lot of growing up to do.
Right. Okay. So let's ask the angels to come round and address this issue. Let's ask them to address all the issues in your past life and heal it all in all areas of time. Okay. Because I know you have this feeling of being abandoned, this feeling of being different. I know this from when you were a baby, and then these other two past lives, and they do seem to make sense with you and for you. But I do think, are you working just now, Cicely, did you say? What do you do for a job?
I'm a chef. I'm a raw vegan chef.
You're a raw vegan chef. Well, that
yes.
is just wonderful. And I do feel that I would like to encourage you to work with children's cookery and encourage children to eat food, which is very, very healing for them.
Right.
So I don't know if you've ever thought about doing a blog or a web page or even a book.
I'm doing a cookbook. I'm working on a cookbook, and
Fantastic.
We are in a puts in the work of being on radio and television, and I do work with children. I'm starting at the college, and so I can teach them about food. That's what I'm doing.
That is absolutely awesome. And that is incredibly worthwhile healing work. And I hope Athena and a little boy are still listening in, because I think they should get a copy of your cookbook once it's published.
Okay, that'll be great. I have one question.
Okay.
The person that was in my life, because I feel that we were in past lives together, that's why he popped up in my life the way he came in. And that we're separated, and I'm basically moving on, but he's stuck, but there's still some kind of unresolved issues. That normal with issues? Like, he has unresolved feelings, like his response is, I don't want to love you, but you make me love you. And I was like, that's kind of strange.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
To me, abnormal for someone to say, you can make me, no one can make you do anything. But he says he wants love, but he doesn't. And I said, I believe we had crossed life, past life, to help each other grow. Business-wise, I've grown since we've been separated.
Mm-hmm.
And emotionally, I've kind of grown a lot as well, but he's kind of stuck. Is there anything that I can do to help him grow?
Short answer is no, other than ask the angels to help him. Let's ask the angels to help him. Who's John round about you? Who's John, either in your life or in the spirit?
Oh.
Well, you don't have to think about it just now. Just you think about it when you come off air. But I do feel he was with you, and he may have been your boyfriend when you were the carer. I do feel he had quite a serious alcohol problem. He felt very, very sorry for himself in those days.
Right.
But can I tell you this, Cicely? There will be a life partner for you, most definitely.
Okay.
And he will be sober, and he will be supportive, and he will be everything fantastic. And you may also have a little daughter coming into your life, whether it's step daughter or what.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
So lots of lovely things to look forward to, darling. Let's just bless ex with love and release them.
Yes.
Okay, my darling angel, blessings to you, Cicely.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for calling.
Bye.
Yeah,
all right.
Thanks. Bye. Okay, well, we have area code 314 next in the queue. They've been on there 59 minutes, so...
Oh, bless.
I'm sorry about all the waiting, but we're doing our best, aren't we, Jane? And you're doing a great job, Jane.
Thank you for your patience.
Yeah. Are you okay to take the next caller, Jane?
Yes, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Okay, so we've got area code 314. Where are you calling from, please? You're live on the air speaking to Jane.
Good morning. Mm-hmm. Good evening. This is Doris, D-O-R-I-S.
Hi, Doris.
From St. Louis.
Hi, Doris. How are
Hi, Doris.
You? Hi, everybody. Hi. Thank you so much for waiting, Doris.
What's my sister's name?
Oh, see, it's a good name. It's,
yes,
it's
it is.
Famous Doris Day.
Doris, it's an absolutely fabulous name. Doris, I can tell you this, honey. You were a man in a past life. And you were deeply involved in, it feels like music, it feels like you were playing the trumpet. Whether that was in jazz or something, I want to say Dixie, I don't even know what that is. But I do very much know that you were a very talented musician in a past life. And you were quite rounded, you were quite a portly man, and you used to... You had a terrible problem with perspiration, and you're always wiping around about your... but you were very, very jolly and very happy. And unfortunately, in that life, you passed with a heart attack. So you didn't really look after yourself all that well. Now, do you have musical gifts this lifetime?
Do I have what?
Do you have musical gifts? This lifetime.
Oh no, I cannot sing whatsoever. No.
you can't sing. Do you enjoy listening to music?
Yes, I love music. I love everything but hardcore country. opera. I can't stand the high pitch of the opera.
Well, I do feel something easy going. I do feel the jazz with you. But can it also, I do think you went a bit deaf in this past life, and this isn't all this long ago. You went a bit deaf in this past life as well. So you had great, great social times, and I feel that you could maybe do with a bit more of a social life this time round. Would you agree?
Yes, that's true.
That's true. Okay. So let's get you out a bit more and enjoying yourself as you did in a previous life, okay? And I can tell you something else. You also, a long time ago, I want to go back to 1835, it feels like you delivered babies. You were a midwife. And a lot of times, unfortunately, you had to deal with babies who were stillborn. So that was a really challenging lifetime for you. But you were a great help to the community. And I've just been shown here, sometimes you actually had to dispose of babies' bodies, and sometimes you had to rearrange who the parents were, i.e. take a baby from one family, for instance, and give it to another.
Oh, okay.
Do you understand what I mean here? So there was things, perhaps it was illegitimacy or something like that, and you helped to home the babies where they would have a safe life. So that was a very, very responsible and very exhausting job. Do you have children this lifetime?
I have one. I have a daughter.
You have a daughter. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm actually quite surprised that you do have children, because you had so much to do with them, in that previous lifetime. But I don't even know if you had any of your own that time around, but you certainly gave out a lot to others.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two quite completely different lives for you, although you have been of service in both of those lives. One in terms of delivering babies and doing what you did, and the other one in terms of making lovely music. Which is fantastic. So I do feel this lifetime you're really looking to get a little bit back. So So what I would say to you is really start thinking about yourself, start getting out a little bit more, start widening your horizons, I want to say. Do you have problems with your legs?
Yeah, my left leg.
Your left leg. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel, I'm going to ask the angels to just please come around you and do some healing to that, and you should feel an improvement there. But once that leg's healed, I really want you up and around and just getting more joy out of life, because I very much do feel that you deserve it.
Okay,
honey. Does that help you?
Yes, that does help me. I was just wondering what my purpose was because of the visions I have.
Uh-huh. Well, I feel really you've given out a lot in a past life, and I feel it's to balance, it's to learn to put yourself first. This life, does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Not to exhaust yourself, but to get the right balance in your life where you're giving some and receiving some. And that's a very important life lesson for us to learn, just to feel the joy of this life.
Oh, yeah, very important.
Okay,
well,
thank
honey.
You.
And you have to keep saying your prayers as well, honey.
Okay, I will.
Okay, darling.
Okay.
Angel blessings.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
You're welcome,
thank you for calling.
Oh, nice.
Well, how are you doing, Jane? Are you holding up?
I'm doing good. I'm slightly slouched, but it's not a problem.
Oh.
I'm going to just have a drink of water.
Yeah, you get a drink of water while I just bring Jampy on. He's been waiting ages and ages, and he's a Skype caller on 111. Are you there, Jampy?
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, Jampy.
Hello, thanks for calling.
Hello.
Where are you calling from, Jampy?
From São Paulo.
São Paulo?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. You live over there, don't you?
Yeah.
It's great
yeah.
to hear from you. You've been waiting ages as well, haven't you? We're
yeah.
sorry to keep people waiting, but we just have to keep bashing on. We have 22 minutes left for the show, so we hope to get the last couple of people in. So we don't want any more people to call in, thank you, because we'll be very lucky to get round to you. So we'll be getting Jane back on again soon. And so, hi, Jampy. Have you got a question for Jane?
Hi, Jampy.
Yes. Hi.
How are you? Are you good?
Yeah, I'm a bit anxious. I had problems with drugs in the past.
You had problems with what, honey?
With drugs.
Blood? Uh-huh.
Drugs in the past, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I am HIV positive, and I'm still addicted to cigarettes and sleeping pills.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to find a purpose for my life.
Okay, darling. Addicted to sleeping pills. And what else did you say? Cigarettes.
Cigarettes, yeah.
Cigarettes. Okay. Well, I do feel, Jampy, that you're quite hard on yourself. So I want to say to you, first of all, relax. Relax and ask the angels to come round about you. Okay? Now,
okay.
I very strongly feel that you have been something to do with witch doctoring or some kind of voodoo thing in the past. Now, I don't want you to get worried about this, okay? This is not something to worry you about. But I do feel you have a strong desire to come back from this energy, this lifetime round.
Yes.
And where you used it, in a sort of darker way that time, then utilize your energy in towards the light in a lighter way this time. Do you understand what I mean? Because you do have powerful energy. Now, I also see you picking rice, so I know you have had a life as a Chinese woman, and I know very much you worked non-stop harvesting the rice down on your knees, and you are very, very subservient. So you've had two completely different lives there. You had one very subservient when you were doing a lot of hard labour, and the other one where you were very powerful, but didn't always use it for the right reasons, although you didn't know any better. That was your culture. So
sorry?
That was your culture. That was your culture,
what?
So you didn't know any better. So what I want to do now, I want to just ask the angels to come forward and cut the links to anything negative from these past lives, okay? And you can just, I can just actually feel the energy being cut here. And I want you, as you breathe in, I want them just to let you know what your purpose is, okay? And as I do that, I see very clearly the Virgin Mary. I see that very, very clearly in front of me here. Did you ever have a desire to enter into a religion or to become a priest or anything of that sort?
Yeah. Sometimes I did in my life.
Sometimes you did. Okay. Because I do feel here that you'd be very good at helping people, counselling them, talking with them and healing them. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
It does. Okay. So do you do any type of healing at the moment?
No, I don't.
Right, okay. Well, I don't know what there is available to learn in San Paolo, but I would recommend that you learn something like Reiki, which is an Eastern healing method, or some form of spiritual healing. But very much, you know, when you're asking the light, love and light, to come in and work with you, and ask and work on yourself first, and then ask to be shown your path. But also, I do feel it'll be work with the poor round about you as well. Work with the poor.
Sorry?
I also feel it'll be work, you could do work with the poor, where you're helping the poorer members in the society.
Ah. Okay.
Okay? So,
okay.
Healing work, counselling, and helping those that aren't as well off as yourself. That's your path.
Okay.
You will also have a son, Jampi, if you don't already have a son. I feel very strong, a little boy.
No, I have a nephew.
You have a nephew? Okay.
Yeah.
Is he very close with you?
Yeah, he's from Boston, and he's in the house now.
Right, lovely. Can you just make sure that you get him well, please?
Okay.
And we will ask the angels to bless him and you both.
Okay.
Thank you for calling, Jampi.
Absolutely.
Thank you very
much.
Bye, Jampi. Lovely to hear from you
again.
Bye-bye.
Love. Bye-bye.
Lots of love. Are you okay, Jane?
Yes, I'm doing good, Jane.
Because we're going to bring Question on, who's been waiting for ages and ages. So,
okay.
Are you there, Question? You're unmuted and you're live on the radio speaking to Jane.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hiya, yes,
hello.
We can.
Yes, we can hear you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. My name is Ophelia. I'm calling from Singapore.
Hello, Singapore.
Darling. I didn't quite catch your
Ophelia.
Name.
Ophelia.
Ophelia. Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Ophelia from Singapore.
Beautiful name, Ophelia. That's gorgeous.
Thank you very much.
So, is there anything in particular you want to ask me, or will I just tune in to you?
No particular question.
You don't have any specific questions, honey. Okay.
Yes.
Well, can I tell you something? So, what nationality are you, Ophelia?
Chinese.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, can I tell you something that I feel very strongly, that you had a past life as a Japanese lady?
Oh,
a Japanese
okay.
lady. And I see you very strongly in late middle age, and things aren't pleasing you. You're not pleased with your family. And I do feel that you come from quite a wealthy family. Well, you have a son, that life, and you are wearing a red... Would it be a kimono? And your hair's in a beautiful black bun. But you absolutely ruled the house with a rod of iron in that lifetime. You had a husband and you had two sons, and you were really quite hard with them. So are you a married lady this time round, Ophelia, or do you have a partner?
No, I'm single.
You're single at the moment. And what age are you just now, Ophelia?
32.
Right. Well, there's plenty of time for you. But do you feel that you've been like that in relationships? Do you feel you've been a little bit domineering sometimes, if I can use that word?
Towards my family, yes.
Towards your family. Okay, so this is something that you've carried through from a previous life then, when you were in Japan. So I know then, Ophelia, that that's one of your life's lessons this time round, and it's also one of my life's lessons, which is basically to learn patience and compassion. Okay?
Okay.
So that's very strongly what I feel for you. Now, I do feel the colour yellow very closely around you, Ophelia. Is that a colour that you like, the colour yellow?
My surname is yellow.
Your surname is yellow?
Yes.
That is amazing, isn't it? Well, I also feel that yellow is the colour of learning and wisdom. And I do feel that you have a teacher in the spirit side of life who wants to come and work with you. And I do feel I have to say your grandfather is on the spirit side of life. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it makes sense.
Yes, it makes sense. And he's coming very close with you and he wants to give you his love and respect. Okay? So just please try and just bear in mind what I've said. And I do feel it will make your life easier all round, Ophelia.
Okay.
Okay, darling. Angel bless.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, Ophelia. Oh, we had a job
Thanks
to see
for
you.
Your patience, Ophelia.
No.
Yeah.
Thank you for waiting.
How lovely. Yeah. I wonder what's happening in Singapore today. I wonder if it's really hot and humid or if it's
probably
the middle of the
night.
Should
have asked her while she was on.
I'm too scared to make chit-chat with any of the callers because you two give me into trouble.
Well, we have 12 minutes left and we have another caller who has been on only for 6 minutes. There are a lot of people on the switchboard, but I think they've already been on speaking to you, Jane. So what do you think, Gary? Is there anyone that's been waiting longer than Mary Lou?
We've got 12 minutes left, and we have two callers yet to get to.
Oh, dear.
And, so,
are you sure
they
haven't already been on? I thought 210 had already been on first.
210 has been on first. 920 is next, and I'll go ahead and bring them on.
Okay.
920, you're on the air with Jane Dawson. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Greetings. My name is Shane, and I am from Wisconsin.
Hi, Shane.
Hi, Shane.
Hi, Shane. Thanks for calling.
Lovely to speak with
you.
And
likewise.
How are you today?
I'm doing amazing. Life is great.
Good. And how is the weather in Wisconsin?
It is very pleasant.
Is it?
It's amazing.
I think I'll pop over for a week or so. Because it's somewhat challenging in Scotland at the moment.
I'll hear.
So Shane, you've got a lovely chilled energy about you. I do very, very much know as I tune into your energy. Oh, two things have popped up here. One, you were I feel you were a cardinal. That's what I'm getting, a cardinal. And I do feel that you would have worn red robes and a red. Hat's not the right word. I don't know the right word, but a headpiece. Very much. You were very educated. You could speak Latin. You could read Latin and you could write Latin. But you were very haughty and aloof. This is 15 something. We're going back to here. In fact, you might have been Italian. You might actually have been Italian. And you had you're wearing a very distinctive ring, which I do believe you would have used to seal important documents so that everyone would have known it had come from yourself. Very powerful man. very haughty, didn't move far away from your own beliefs. And in another life, I see you in completely different. In this other life, you're incredibly poor. You have reached quite an old age, but you have a terrible cough, and you are literally dressed in rags, and you're sitting by a fire that is barely lit, and you know you can't be far. You're not well nourished, and you can't be far from passing. So you've had one life that's been extremely humble and poor, and one life that's been extremely blessed. So I feel, looking at this, that you've probably gone quite far down the line of living on this planet. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
I.e., you may not have to come back for another time round, Shane.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes do you feel you have retained to that haughtiness or that aloofness from this previous life as the religious figure?
I'm not sure. I've been very kind of repellent of religion, but I've been very spiritual.
You've been very spiritual. Yeah, well, you know, it's a funny thing because, you know, often when people who are very religious pass to spirit, they actually find out the truth. And so when you come back, you will probably be quite anti-religion, particularly one which strives to, you know, control people, control the masses. So that doesn't surprise me. But I know that you do have an actual authority about you. I know that you do have a great connection with the other world. And I know very much that I feel the angels round about you quite strongly. What are you doing for work this lifetime, Shane?
I'm figuring out what I want to do. I used to play poker for a living for a long time, and now I want to do something a little bit more meaningful. But I've been helping out an organic farmer, and I would love to start working more with the land and with nature and such.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. You do have a wonderful healing energy as well about you. So I would like you to, if you would consider that, or some form of shamanism. I also feel...
some form of what? Shamanism?
Shamanism. That would be very, very good for you as well, to increase your spiritual awareness. And even sitting in meditation and see what comes to you, I think would be very, very good.
Okay.
But you can see the contrast there where we had you very humble, and that was, if you like, your earlier life where you were the poker player, and then we've got you now searching, and if you like, that's your spiritual, your religious, what we'd have said is your previous religious side coming to the fore here. So you actually are really encompassing both aspects. But have you ever had problems with your chest or a persistent cough?
No, not really. There's been some kind of pain, not a cough.
Nothing too terrible, because I do feel that could have lingered.
We have 6 minutes left.
Okay, that's Gary telling me to wind it up here soon. So definitely just ask for the way forward, because I do feel anything to do with organic farming, anything to do also with healing, there's a number of different things you could do. And I do feel, do you have a partner at the moment, Shane?
No.
Again, very much, I feel a lovely woman coming into your life. So, and the fairies want to say hello to you as well. So there you go. expect lots of interesting spiritual awakenings coming to you shortly.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, darling, angel blessings.
Blessings.
Bye. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We're going to have a 2-minute reading for the next one if we can.
Okay, John.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, Mary Lou, we're not going to get to you.
210 has been on hold since the show began.
Yeah.
Bring you on now. 210, thank you for holding. You're on with Jane Dawson.
Thank you. Hi, my name's Carolyn. I'm from Texas.
Texas.
And I would love a quick reading.
Hi. Is it Carol?
Caroline.
Yes, Carolyn.
Oh, Caroline.
Yes.
Carolyn.
Okay. Carolyn, how are you today? Carolyn, are you good?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very, very welcome, darling. Now, what age are you, Carolyn?
I care for my mother who's disabled, and I work as a home health care worker.
Yes, what age are you, please?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm 38.
You're 38, okay. You're very, very young. Now, this isn't the first time you have been a home worker, because as soon as I tuned into you, I could see you being a housewife and with a baby in arms, and you were absolutely someone who was committed to their husband and their family. You were very pretty, but I do feel I'm looking only about the 1950s here, the early 50s. With this, so you must have come back quite soon. So very much you have a pattern here of working within the home. You've also had a previous life where you've worked in agriculture. So there must be within yourself a bit of a reluctance to... do you feel reluctant sometimes to travel or go out with your local area, or are you a bit wary of strangers?
Yes.
Okay. Well, this is most definitely all previous life stuff catching up with you. So what I want you to do is, when you're able to, because there will come a time, start pushing the boundaries. Okay. Because I feel you've got there's a lot you want to learn this lifetime. So I really want you to start pushing the boundaries and pushing your thought processes as well, because they tend to be a little bit enclosed. Okay,
yes.
Darling. I want you to know that you're doing a wonderful job, though, with what you're doing, and the angels are thanking you, and there is a man in the spirit world who I feel wants to say hello and send his love. It feels like either your father or your grandfather, I'm not sure which.
My grandfather. Yes, thank you.
It's your grandfather. You're very welcome, honey. Ask the angels to help you with every aspect of your life, will you please?
Yes,
because
thank you.
I know there's a lot more joy and happiness coming for you, darling.
Oh, goodness, that's wonderful news. Thank you so much for the quick reading.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling, and thank you for your patience.
Angel blessings, Carolyn.
Yeah, bye, Carolyn.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. We want to apologise to Mary Lou. I'm sorry, Mary Lou.
Yes.
We're not going to fit you in. We have to just mention that next week we do have Decahedron on, who's a harpist. And he's an absolutely brilliant musician. So we hope to see you next week. And we'll be getting Jane back on very soon. So
yes,
if Mary Lou rings in next time, we'll take her call first, if she's there early.
What she can do, Jan, just tell her to drop me an email through my www.angellady.com site, and I'll try and answer it for her.
That's Angel Lady
Jane.
AngelLadyJane, all one word, .com.
Yeah. So there's two L's together, Angel Lady
Jane.
That's it.
And then we can get a much more leisurely private reading.
90 seconds. So thank you very much, Jane, and thank you, Gary.
You're very welcome.
Thank
you for having me.
Thank you, Jane. Thank you, Jane.
Thank you. We'll say goodnight, God bless, and play out with this one. Bye.
Thank you all.
Bye.
I love you all.
Yeah, we love
Bye-bye.
You. Bye. And healing going out to question one.
Blessed be
Ophelia.
Your name in the land that is plentiful, where streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessing you Blessing be your name, Jesus. Blessing be.